Hello and welcome to Thriving Life Talk Radio, taking you from striving to thriving in your life and business. And now, here are your hosts, authors, speakers, entrepreneurs, and coaches, Susan Geyer and Mary McHenry.
Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue. We're together again, so it must be time to thrive.
Yeah.
We are certified coaches, authors, speakers, and moms who have thriving businesses and live thriving lives without the need to balance it all. And we are here to inspire you to do the same.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. How are you today?
Doing great. How about you?
Good. First full week of school being out, so that has been, you know, an interesting shift in schedules and minds and all of that.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're in our third week. We get a really different schedule than you guys. But, yeah, it's been quite a transition.
Yes. Yes, they're settling in, though. Monday, not so good. Was thinking it was going to be an extraordinarily long summer. And now it's getting a little bit better.
Oh, good. Good. Well, the topic that we're going to talk about today together is related to this transition into summer. So let's dive in.
And oftentimes, this transition happens during summer, and it can also happen at any time in
mm-hmm.
your business.
True.
But often, I hear it a lot during this time. It's just kind of we get into that summertime mode, that thought that business doesn't happen over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing can be further from the truth.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about how when we feel disconnected from our business and how we get reconnected.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ways you can get disconnected from your business. And as we just said, one of them is by change of season or change of schedule. You may say exactly what I just said is that, you know, everybody's away on vacation. Oh, we can't get things done. We kind of slow down. Kids are out from school. Vacations happen. And you can just kind of try and get by.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be that you don't feel connected to your – and that can – just the getting by can help you get kind of a little disconnected from your business.
I mean, just that attitude of I'm just getting by.
Yeah, that attitude, oh, it can wait, or things take longer during the summer, or, oh, I'm so busy doing other things that I enjoy, the sunlight is out, I'm going to do other things, I want to be outside, kind of getting away from your business,
mm-hmm.
Business doesn't happen, and there's other times when you can just get disconnected from your business because of something within you, either because, as we've talked about, the media kind of causing this gap and lack,
mm-hmm.
Or you start feeling like you need to kind of go off in all different directions, or there seems to be a lot of activity, but it's not productive. And
mm-hmm.
so you kind of go, gosh, why am I doing this?
Yeah, maybe it just feels a little stale. Maybe you've been doing it for a while and doing things by habit or rote.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that can happen at any time. Oftentimes it happens now, and it can happen at any time of the year. So I think you've got a couple different ways that you can get disconnected from your business.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, I think it's important, Mary, to kind of, talk about how that might show up for you.
Okay.
Like the feelings that you might have that you know that, oh, I'm just not quite sure that I'm connected right now.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a feeling maybe of frustration.
Mm-hmm. I'm working so hard and I'm not getting the clients that I want, or I'm not selling enough of the products that I want to sell, or I'm working really hard at a job and nobody's noticing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that gerbil in the, the hamster in the wheel thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're feeling like you're on the treadmill, and, uh-huh. gosh, I just want to stop. So it's that feeling of, you know, being frustrated that you're not seeing the outcomes that you wanted.
Yeah.
So that could show up as a feeling. It also might feeling like that. I noticed it with a client today, that not breathing feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just holding my breath because I'm just trying to make it to the next day, or I'm waiting. I'm not waiting for the other shoe to drop if things haven't been going well, or just holding my breath because I still have a business and so many others don't. So that feeling, almost of that anxiety of like holding your breath all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It makes me want to take a breath right now.
Yeah.
Whew.
And I think it also shows up perhaps in sometimes the long to-do list or the stopping of making to-do lists because they just feel overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So it's maybe doing the easiest and quickest things or the next hot topic that comes along. Ooh, I'll do that. Or, ooh, I'll do that.
Right.
So it's that feeling of being scattered and not connected to your long-term vision or goals for your business.
Mm-hmm.
I think I shared this with you earlier. I heard a great quote this week, and unfortunately, I can't remember who it came from, so I can't attribute it to the right person. But it was that when you're out hunting elephants, don't go off the path to follow a rabbit.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do that in our business.
Yep.
Like
we do.
You were saying, it kind of gets stale.
Yeah, when we think, well, maybe I don't want an elephant. Maybe I do want rabbits.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or I know I want the elephant, but maybe the rabbit will lead me to a better elephant.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe the rabbits know where the elephants are. And so I'll go off on this path, and or I'll hit this little goal instead of my true vision for my business.
Hmm. Hmm.
So if any of those things are showing up for you, congratulations, you're often in good company.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think every business owner goes through some process like this sometimes. And so it might be helpful to know that at least most of the business owners I work with kind of sense this or feel this or discover this at some point in their business.
Even the business owners I know personally who have million-dollar businesses,
yes.
Go through this.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. I can't think of a single person I've worked with who at some point in the time hasn't kind of said, ooh, why am I doing this again?
Yeah, and that's the good. That's a great question right there. Why are you doing what you're doing?
Right.
Let's take a short break, Sue, and come back and talk about that question and some others that people can ask to get reconnected.
Hi, this is Sue, and I am very excited to bring you one of our experts on our upcoming telesummit, United We Stand, Maximizing Relationships for Business Success. And I'm here with Terry Levine. Terry Levine started coaching 11 years ago, and in her first year of coaching earned almost $500,000. She's gone on to make high 7 figures each year since and is deeply passionate about coaching. If you don't know Terry, let me tell you, she is the real deal. She owns 3 businesses, including www.coachinstitute.com, has over 24 best-selling books, including Coaching is for Everyone, and her latest book, Sell Without Selling, Lessons from the Jungle for Sales Success, which is also expected to be a bestseller. And that's what Terry's going to talk to us about today and on the upcoming telesummit. So I just want to give people a sneak peek as what they can expect when we speak to you further on the telesummit, Terry.
Well, thank you, Sue. I'm really excited about the telesummit, and I'm actually going to teach people. You know, a lot of people teach sort of fluffy things. I'm going to teach real, how to sell without selling in the real world. So I'm going to give concrete examples of how to sell in various situations. Everything from how to sell your kids,
mm-hmm.
How to sell a person you're in a relationship with, how to sell yourself. So if you're going for an interview or you're trying to get a joint venture partner or you're trying to sign up some new clients, as well as how to truly sell without selling day to day with your products and services. So it's going to be real stuff. You'll get the absolute real truth about how to use these techniques. No theory here, Sue.
Absolutely, and we are very excited because Mary and I both use your technology, Selling Without Selling, and it has made a huge difference in our life and in our business success. So our listeners are going to want to stay tuned with paper and pen in hand for that interview because I know you bring so much value and you are all about creating relationships and increasing success. So thank you so much for being our featured expert.
Thank you.
Look forward to connecting with you in a few weeks.
Same here.
Welcome back. Mary and Sue here. We're talking about reconnecting with your business when you're feeling like it's gotten disconnected.
Yeah, and I think the question you just asked, you know, we ask ourselves is, you know, what's the meaning of my business? Why did I start this business in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And asking that question can be very enlightening. I think most people, most business owners and entrepreneurs that I work with, and I think that you work with, we work with, feel that they, you know, have a service to provide or a product to sell or something to give and contribute to a certain segment of the population,
right,
to their target market. They don't need to, you know, give it to everyone, and really there's a certain population they're meant to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, somewhere along the line, that passion, that drive, that clarity, sometimes gets a little fuzzy.
Great time to go back and get it clear.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us has that clarity in us. And this is the time to remember it. So in a way, the frustration or the disconnection, all those feelings we talked about, that's your cue. That's the clue that it's time to get reconnected.
Yeah.
And get the clarity back.
Yeah. Or if you're in a transition, clarity around, you know, what you do like to do,
mm-hmm.
who you like to work with. And oftentimes I know people that, you know, might be stuck. Once they have that, they get back to that clarity, they can then take the next step forward.
Right.
So being able to reconnect to your business and that passion and that desire is key.
Very key. So a great question that I know that we like to play with is, when do you do your best work? What brings out the best in you? When have you... I mean, take a look at when you've done the work that you're doing and it's gone really well and what's in place when that's happening.
Yeah, so is it a certain type of person? You know, is it your a certain type of client? Is it a certain environment? Are you better in person? Are you better over the phone? Are you better working with groups?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really love some, you know, people in a certain industry?
Hmm.
You know, if you're a service professional, is there a certain, you know, type of person that just brings out the best in who you are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you feeling inside when you're at your best?
Yeah. Because I think that sometimes what happens is... And Michael Porter in you know, Book Yourself Solid talks about that red velvet rope. And sometimes I feel like when we're worried about the economy or we're worried about getting clients or we're worried about selling enough products or we're worried that we start putting the message out or putting ourselves out to people that aren't really – we don't do our best work with.
Mm-hmm. It's out of desperation. There's a little – yeah.
Yeah, there's a lack there.
Yep.
You know, it's not out of alignment with who you are and why you started your business and what you want, the work that you want to do. It's really out of a need. And the problem with that, and I get, because I've heard from clients, well, you know what, I need to make the money. And I get that.
Yep.
Totally get that. The problem that happens is when you're not doing your best work, you're not serving that client. And so it's like, yeah, but it's good enough. The problem is, they're not going to feel the best about you. If you're not doing your best work, they're not really getting who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to tell others.
True.
And so
it goes viral.
Yeah, it kind of gets viral. It can really backfire because they didn't get the best of who you are, but that's their experience with you. Just like people who do get the best of you will refer, you know, more people like them, and that's what you want, or they'll buy more from you, or they'll send you know, your product out to others because they love it. Those that you don't serve so well will do the same, but in a way that you don't want to happen.
Yeah.
You know, she's okay. You know, I don't really connect with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay because they might know people like them. And at the same time, they might be telling your ideal client their perspective of you that isn't truly how you would be with that ideal client.
Yeah. So really, it matters a lot that we bring out the best in ourselves. And even when we're feeling that disconnection or the frustration or the transition even, it's still the time to go, okay, why am I doing this? What am I great at? What do I have to offer? What brings out the best in me? Not the time to scramble around and try to just do more, more, more.
Right, because the scrambling, I think, is the way you get disconnected. And when you get back to doing your best work, I think that doing your best work helps you be reconnected in almost the opposite way. Instead of trying to reconnect and then you can do your best work, I think just doing your best work helps you then reconnect to that passion and the understanding and the meaning.
Yeah.
You can actually just flip it around, you know, just get back to being your best, even when you don't feel like it. And the connection will return.
Mm-hmm. Even if you've got one client, serve that client really well.
Yeah.
And that'll spread.
Yeah, and make sure it's the right client.
Yeah, right on. Yep.
Yeah, make sure it's the right client so that you can get more of the right clients. And what other things, tips and resources can we offer those that are listening to kind of reconnect?
Well, there's always the going back to what's working, you know, and that goes hand in hand with what we're talking about with bringing out your best. Look around at what is working well for you, even if they're small things. And I know that you and I have talked about that before here, so we're just reiterating that. Always that mindset of what is working rather than what's wrong and what's not working, although one of our tips is look at where you're complaining.
Yeah. Can we I like what you just said about what's working, and then I think we can get to the complaining. Because the what's working also in your business is, you know, it might even just be like, I still have a business.
Mm-hmm.
Start there.
Yeah.
And so why do you like the fact that you still have a business? And instead of moving on to, I don't like having a business.
Right.
And if it truly keeps coming back to, I don't like having a business, then maybe you shouldn't have a business. But starting with, you know, I have a business and I have that one client that I really like. Or I have a business and it allows me some, you know, more freedom than what I thought I would have. Or I have a job and I like the people I work with. You know, whatever is that what's working for you,
mm-hmm.
and then grow that.
Yep.
And at the same time, allowing yourself to voice complaints. Share more about that.
Well, I think that our complaints, just like we were talking earlier about how our feelings can be a clue to what it is that something needs to change. Mm-hmm. So our complaints or the things that bug us or the things that make us mad can be a hint to what it is that we have in us that's passion to solutions for those complaints.
Mm.
It's like the seed of our creativity. And it takes a certain mindset to go turn around and say, okay, I'm complaining about being treated unfairly. So then taking that and saying, okay, being treated fairly matters to me. How can I use that to make a solution here to this thing that bugs me?
Hmm.
So looking at what bugs you, and then also looking at what draws you, what inspires you, and writing those things down. and comparing them.
So I think it also could work with, you know, if you're feeling very out of focus around your business,
mm-hmm.
or what's the point, or very distracted, and saying, you know, I'm not seeing the outcomes I want. So the complaint could be, oh, I'm just not getting the clients I want. I'm not seeing the outcomes I'm not making the money that I want. And so the reframe would be, you know, if I was focused or, you know, in order to be focused so that I can see my outcomes, I need to do one small step.
Right.
Or when I am focused, this is what happens.
Right.
So bringing that experience into your reality.
Right.
You know, making it happen.
Yes, not leaving the complaint as a complaint, but using it as information.
Yeah. And as you said, you know, writing that down and then also seeing, you know, what inspired you. So maybe you're overwhelmed by a lot of projects and maybe you wanted to go into business because you wanted the freedom to pursue a lot of projects.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be, you know, the flip coin for you, that, you know, what you want is sometimes also then what overwhelms you. And so being able to say, gosh, I like variety. The theme is, you know, between these two is I like to be able to do multiple things. I like variety. So how can I make that work for me?
Mm.
So it might be switching up, you know, who you're working with on the project. It
mm-hmm.
might be saying, you know what, 3's good, 17's not so good.
Right.
You know, I can put and here are the 3 that I'm most passionate about and can put my most resources in, and the other ones are really okay to, you know, I like to put things in an incubator box, you know, kind of put the ideas in an incubator box and see if I want to do them later.
Right.
Because as entrepreneurs, we all have so many great ideas.
We do.
We have lots of rabbits we can chase.
We do.
And you know what? Not every idea that we have is a good one, or not every good idea should be followed up on, even if it is a good one, because it might not be the good one for us. So really being able to look at, you know, as you said, what your complaint and what your passion, and, you know, how can they, you know, how might they be the same?
Mm.
Just flip sides.
So it really comes down to looking at our relationship with our business, because it really is like a relationship, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's
like a marriage, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, instead of it being something that, you know, we say we own our business, and I think we become our business. But I think you're right. I think it's a relationship and a collaboration and a connection that we have with our business.
Yeah.
And I often will caution small business owners to not be their business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes when we are entrenched in it, all of who we are gets so connected in our business that in order to kind of protect ourselves, that's when the disconnect also can happen.
Yeah.
You know what? I just need to step away from it. You know, I just want to throw in the towel around it, or I'm just kind of frustrated and not quite sure, you know, what I want to do about it. Because it's become too much of who we are.
Yep.
And a job can do the same thing. You know, you can become how successful you are at your job. And so maybe creating a healthy relationship with the business or with the job will make it much easier than being the business.
Right. Great. Great. And ask yourself, how do I want this relationship to be this summer or this month or this week or today?
Yeah. Might even be as, you know, this hour. How would I want the next hour with my business to be? And then grow it from there.
Because mm-hmm.
you're really stuck. Sometimes it's tough to get beyond that hour. And know that you can.
Mm-hmm.
To the next day, to the next season. And again, looking at, taking a look at that big vision. What is that big vision for my business? And if you don't have one, and it can change, you really need to reevaluate it, take a look at it, and stay the course, though, and not tear it apart when you're kind of feeling a little bit, it's kind of your beacon. So you don't take down the lighthouse when there's a storm.
Bingo. Great
place. Stay. You kind of might have to use different tools to wait out the storm, but that's why the lighthouse is there, to be that beacon.
Yeah, great point.
So,
well, may we all have thriving and resilient lighthouses in the storm.
Absolutely.
And Sue, absolutely. Great to talk with you.
You too.
Have
great
a wonderful
to get back
week.
Reconnected, and we're glad to connect in with our listeners out there.
Have a great week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Thriving Life Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Contact us anytime by email at thriveforsuccess.com. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, at thrive4success.com. And find our book, Stop Spinning Plates, on Amazon.com. Thanks again for listening, and keep thriving.